Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts and minds be acceptable in your sight, O holy God, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Friends, there is a sense of anticipatory celebration that fills the yard at this time of year. Poles and caution tape are scattered across the green, and it means that commencement is around the corner. Now, commencement is supposed to be a time of festivity and revelry. Yet there also can be a twinge of grief and pain that can accompany it. I'm often left thinking, why is that? And well, for one thing, goodbyes are tough, and there's no way around it. It is not surprising that so many of us can be uncomfortable at moments like these. So often we stumble through them, or we dodge them altogether. Is there such thing as a good goodbye? Or a goodbye well done? Some of us may try the avoidance tactic. We pretend it's not happening. Perhaps we say to ourselves, I don't even know what to say. Where do I begin? What words can provide comfort or capture all that I'm feeling? And the parting thereby goes unacknowledged, either with our words or in our hearts. And some of us try to escape the finality of goodbyes by making false promises. I'm sure we'll stay in touch. We'll have a chance to talk again before you leave. We'll see each other again soon. Social media makes it even easier to pretend that we will remain in close contact and know the true intimacies of one another's lives. And yet, in our heart of hearts, we know that this might not be true, but we say these things anyway. And sometimes we can be so uncomfortable with saying goodbye that we redirect our emotions and divert our attention by getting angry, by acting out, by picking a fight, or withdrawing entirely. It's easier to create a distracting excuse than to address our underlying grief. And there is a particular kind of grief when we are the ones being left. It stirs up our insecurities about our sense of self and worth. Am I enough? Friends, goodbyes are tough, and there's no way around it. And it is easy to identify some of the reasons why we have difficulties with goodbyes. We may doubt that we have the right words. And yet, even if we do find the right words, that can be difficult too. Because once our parting is acknowledged and expressed, Our separation can no longer be ignored. To offer words of parting is to make the painful reality all the more real. And who wants to do that? And of course, to say goodbye is to close a chapter. To be sure, there will be other chapters, even wonderful chapters ahead. But it's not this chapter. And in moments of our parting, we encounter not just the limitations of our relationships, but the limitations of ourselves. We cannot be both here and there. We cannot stop time. We cannot be with all the people that we care about. And we cannot begin to write the new chapter without turning the page. In our parting, we confront the limitations of our humanity. How fragmentary and incomplete our relationships are. How fragmentary and incomplete we are. And we will always be that way. We like to say, someday. Someday we'll get beers together to catch up. Someday we will finally go for that walk, and I'll tell you everything that has been going on with me. Someday I will tell you all that you have meant to me. But often that someday never comes. Goodbyes always seem premature. Even the fullest of lives and the richest of relationships are fragmentary and incomplete. In contrast, many of the partings in Scripture are tender and lingered over. They also are marked by an unwavering honesty and without a trace of denial. Jesus, for one, did not avoid the pain of parting by merely slipping away. In fact, the final third of John's gospel consists largely of Jesus and his parting words to his disciples. And that's where we find ourselves today. Jesus is with his disciples at the Last Supper. Judas has gone, and Jesus knows what this means. The others do not. So this is his last opportunity to say what he really, really means. He affectionately calls them little children. I'm only with you for a little longer. Where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. It doesn't get much more simple than that. With his imminent departure, Jesus forgoes his usual parables and forgets the paradoxes. Instead, he goes straight to the heart of the matter. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should love one another. Jesus wants to make it easy for us, yet we find so many ways to complicate it. New Testament scholar D.A. Carson offered, "The new command is simple enough for a toddler to memorize and appreciate, but profound enough that the most mature believers are repeatedly embarrassed at how poorly they comprehend and put it into practice." And another way to translate the Greek of this commandment is, "I have loved you in order that you love one another." We show Christ's love for us in how we love and care for each other. Or to borrow words that we know well from Benjamin Elijah Mays, "The love of God and the love of humanity are one." And I believe that one of the ways we can demonstrate our love for one another is to say goodbye well. How we start is just as important as how we finish. Christ calls us to love one another, and that includes in our parting. It is a loving act to say goodbye, even if imperfectly. Palliative care and hospice specialist Ira Byock shares that there are four sentences, 11 words, that dying people long to hear and long to say to those that they love. "Please forgive me. I forgive you. Thank you. I love you." We do not need new magic words. In fact, we can trust many of the words that we have heard our entire lives. "Please forgive me. I forgive you. Thank you. I love you." These are important and powerful things to say. They still hold value. There is a reason why people turn again and again to these few small words. So, friends, as we part, it is not time for ambiguous language. It comes down to the fundamentals. As a matriarch of my home church once said, "When you are near the end, there is no time to waste on anything but the truth." Over and over again in Scripture, we read of people who, in their parting, remind one another of the promises of God. And what other ways are we to part lovingly? How else can we leave those we care about unless we entrust them to the care of God? That is, after all, what goodbye means. God be with you. That single word is a prayer, is a gesture of grace, and sharing it is an act of love. God be with you because I can no longer be with you. God be with you because you are about to turn the page and write the next chapter. God be with you because if God is with you and with me, we will still somehow be together. God be with you, because though now we have limited ways of caring for one another, we are still, all of us, in need of care. God be with you, because you have been a blessing to us. Indeed, there is no other way for us to part from those we love, either by kidding ourselves or being drawn into the shadow of desperation, unless we say goodbye. God be with you.